We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome into Tavern Style here at CHGO Sports, presented by Salerno's Pizza. Make sure you're hitting up Salerno's and using and mentioning CHGO for half off. I'm here with sales guy Chris, my favorite sales guy. We all know sales guy Jim sucks. Sales guy Chris is where it's at. So he's in with me today, and what we're going to be talking about here on Tavern Style, I'm going to sell you two different ways. First, I'm going to sell you on the idea of the Bears staying in Chicago.
Okay.
Which is what a lot of fans want. And then I'm going to sell you on the idea of the Bears going to Arlington Heights. All right?
All right. Let's
do it. You ready for this? Because, I mean, you're the sales guy. You're the sales expert. So you can pick which one you like more, and then you can grade me on my sales techniques. I did sell vacuums once upon a time right out of high school. And if anybody can sell a vacuum, I can sell you on a stadium, goddammit. All right?
Absolutely. If you can sell a vacuum, you can pretty much sell anything. And, you know, I just want to throw in here what an honor it is to be here.
Let's go.
Behind the scenes, baby. You, Mr. Greg Braggs.
Nobody I'd rather do it with, especially if it meant you or Jim. So let's get right to it. All right. So the Bears just had a proposal. Nice pictures, nice renderings, and a whole layout of how the Bears are going to keep their stadium on the lakefront in Chicago and build this awesome thing. They're going to keep the columns up. You're going to have some greenery to hang out. Looked like there were some baseball fields. And so that's what I'm going to sell you on, is the idea that the Bears should stay in Chicago. You know, the views on the lakefront, obviously nobody knows. There's no better view than the lakefront here in Chicago. So that goes without saying. But then the other aspect of it to me, that's one of the most important things that I want to sell you on, is keeping it in Chicago keeps the money in the pocket. You know, everything that brings it in financially here in Chicago is going to help the people in the city. The hard workers, the labor, you know, the guys that are going to be selling the tickets, the guys that are going to be dishing out the beers, going aisle to aisle, you know, those people are directly affected to this. They don't want to drive out to Arlington Heights. They want to keep it in Chicago where they've been doing it, you know. And then to me, the other aspect of this that's really important is, you know, helping out the area around the stadium. Because if we're building this stadium, Chris, we're going to put a dome on it. We're going to have Final Fours. We're going to have, you know, the WrestleManias. We're going to have Super Bowls, the NFL draft. We already had another. We'll have another NFL draft. And that's going to help the economy here in the city. Because if we leave the city, it's only going to continue to hurt the economics here in the city. So some of those things I think are most important is doing right by the people of Chicago. Now, the one issue, the one catch, there's always a catch. So I'm going to tell you the catch.
Okay.
I want to be upfront with you as I sell, because I'm not a snake oil salesman. I'm going to tell you, you know, what's behind the box. Everybody wants to know.
Everything I'm getting in the package here.
Right. What's in the box? You're going to have to pay a little taxes on this. The team can't pay for the whole thing. So this is going to be something where the people of the city are going to have a tax on it, but you keep the stadium in your city. All right. How does that all sound to you so far?
You know, so far, it's pretty compelling. So far, so good.
Are you fine with the dome?
I am fine with a dome just because, you know, so many other events, March Madness. I'm personally a big college basketball fan. Get that in Chicago. Super Bowls would be ultimate. So big fan of the dome.
You're going to take a dome. All right. You'll take the dome. After the break here, I'm going to sell Chris on the Bears going to Arlington Heights because got to keep your options open if you're Kevin Warren and the Chicago Bears. But I just want to give a shout out once again here to Salerno's Pizza, the presenting sponsor of CHGO Tavern Style. Stop by Salerno's on tap, located at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago's West Town, and enjoy our tavern style pizza and ice cold beers. Whether you are headed to the game, want to watch it live on our big screen TVs, or watch from home, we've got you covered. Go to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Mention CHGO and get half off your pizza. Have you done that yet? Have you got half off by mentioning CHGO?
I have.
All right, there you go. Head to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Or for more information, mention CHGO once again and get half off your pizza. Okay, Chris, Arlington Heights, the original idea. Then somehow we got back to keeping it in Chicago. Let me be clear to everybody tuned in, because I don't care where they put it. I just want a new stadium. I can see the benefits of it staying in the city. It's a closer drive for me. I live in Northwest Indiana, so 30 minutes to get to the tailgate lot. We can keep our traditions the same. We don't have to change anything up. They go to Arlington Heights, it's a whole new ball of wax. We got to figure out drive time, where we're tailgating, how we're walking up to the stadium, where we're parking. You know, parking was also the other issue, you know, with the new stadium in Chicago. But we're into Arlington Heights now. Gonna have plenty of parking. Whole new parking lot.
So much room for parking.
So much room for activities. So much room for activities. You're gonna have your own Bears Landia, where you pull in. If you've ever been to the Arlington Raceway, it's got a train station that comes in. It's completely, you know, blocked off, like where it's its own land. They have their own land there. You come in, you're gonna have hotels. You're gonna have restaurants. You're going to have, you know, a fitness gym. You're going to have a sports book, Circa Sportsbook. Put it in there. Call it the Circa Sportsbook Stadium at Arlington Heights. How does that sound? Sign me up, Derek. Get in there, Derek. Put your hat in the ring here for Chicago to be in Arlington Heights. So you get all that. Maybe even get like a walk of fame. A little, you know, museum for Bears history like that. See, nice. Now I'm starting to pique your interest. That's, I can see that.
That's an eyebrow raiser, yeah. Right there.
I mean, like there you'll even have, let's get this. You're going to even have, you know, condos and apartments. You could live in Bearslandia, Airbnbs potentially, where you can stay right down the street from the stadium, walk to the stadium, have a great old time, come back after a Bears win. Go to your Airbnb and celebrate. How does that sound? It sounds nice.
That sounds a quick hop, skip, and a boot. That doesn't.
Right.
Sounds...
And so you got the train station that comes right into it. So, you know, you don't have to drive there. You know, it sounds like we're going to have to fix the highways either way, whether it's in Chicago or Arlington Heights. You're going to have some logistical issues with the roads. So, Chris, being the sales guy, now I've laid this out. Which one are you going with? Are you sticking it in Chicago, keep it in Chicago, or are you moving to Arlington Heights?
You know, those are two very compelling points you made there about Chicago and Arlington. You know, being a man of history and tradition, I'm going to have to say let's keep them in Chicago. You okay. know, right there on the lakefront, so much room for activities. So
where are we parking, Chris?
You know, parking can work itself out. Later.
We're gonna just park on the
Super
lake.
Super Bowl Final Fours.
We're gonna have like a floating parking lot on the lake.
You know, why not? Let's invent something here. Why not? You know, it's a
little boat shuttle.
Boat shuttle
to the,
like the water taxi. You know, by the train station.
Water taxis. Okay.
Water taxi to the game. You can take the train into Union Station. Figure out a way to get out to the lake.
An architectural boat tour, and then all of a sudden, there you are. You're at the stadium.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're sticking with the city. All right, from a salesman point of view, you're our sales guy, the best sales guy here in this offense. I don't know where Jim is. Screw Jim. how did I do with my sales pitch? I mean, this is a 4-minute sales pitch. You know, you can't go too deep into detail, but don't be easy on me, Chris. You know, you're my favorite. But how did I do from a sales pitch standpoint?
Sales pitch wise, 10 out of 10. You know, I'd 10 actually out of 10? Say Arlington probably had the more compelling sales pitch in the package there, you know, but me.
You think I was selling Arlington a little better?
As a salesperson, yes. I thought you did sell Arlington a little better. You know, me being a little biased, being a Chicago guy.
Okay.
It's kind of.
You heard my bias coming out. Maybe I do want Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
Maybe I do want that extra hour and a half on my drive. Who knows?
You know, more time to listen to more CHGO sports shows on your drive up
That's
there.
True. And, That's true. You can tune into CHGO Bears and hear me yell all the way to the stadium. Doesn't that sound lovely, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Well, for sales guy Chris, I'm Greg Braggs here at CHGO Bears, and this is CHGO Tavern Style. Where do you want the Bears to build their new stadium? In Chicago or in Arlington Heights? Give us your answer in the comments below. Thanks for tuning in. Bear down.